Paul Solomon is the ADFNG area management biologist for the Igigik and Ugashik districts.
In Igigik, here's what I'm looking at. We'll start with that one because it's relatively simple. We've been passing between 10 and 15,000 fish upriver every day. I have 170 drift nets or set nets or set netters, and I have 300 drift netters that all want a piece of that. It's not going to go very far. So at this point in time, I don't need to use the fleet to manage the escapement, because it's very manageable right now on its own. And the allocation is where it needs to be, so no gear group needs to try and fish to make that up. And my last directive is to try and minimize escapement bound or minimize interception of stocks bound for other districts. If I turn the fleet loose down there, we will catch fish that don't belong there, and those fish need to go where they belong.
Saturday's escapement count to the Igigik River was just 17,000 sockeye to push the district total to 807.6 thousand fish. That puts escapement at just over the lower end of the goal, which is between 800,000 to 1.4 million sockeye. As of 9 a.m. Sunday morning, there were 379 drift permits registered to fish in the Igigik district. The vessel count is 303 with 76 D boats. Solomon is hoping things improve enough to allow some fishing effort in the district.
There's an outside possibility we have a late season component that shows up in Igigik. It's not very much, but it's consistent enough to watch for it. If that shows up, I'll give folks a shot at it, but I don't want to foster false hopes.
The harvest in the Igigik district is just over 4.1 million sockeye, which is still below the preseason forecast that anticipated that 4.7 million sockeye might be available for commercial harvest. That's based on a forecasted run of 6.1 million, and through Saturday, the total run to the Igigik district, including harvest, escapement, and the in-river estimate, is just over 5 million fish. Things look even bleaker down in the Ugashik district, where Solomon asserts there is still a long way to go to get within the escapement goal for the Ugashik River, which is between 500,000 to 1.2 million sockeye.
In my best-case scenario, I need about 150,000. That's my best-case scenario. It's more like 200.
On Saturday, another 24.8 thousand sockeye were counted as escapement to the Ugashik River to push the season total to 215.4 thousand. Fishing Game is estimating that there are another 80,000 sockeye in the Ugashik River that have not yet been counted as escapement. In the announcement that was issued at noon Sunday, Solomon noted that the river indices stayed flat and do not show enough of an increase in volume to justify commercial opportunity.
The way the runs developed this year, we're seeing the escapements we're seeing right now up there occurred in the district about 4 to 5 days ago. I have had a couple of little bit larger indexes the past couple of days, indices, and they might give me 35 or 40, but that's still going to be a while before we get to where we need to be. I would not release the fleet until I was comfortable we had at least a minimum in there, and I'm not even remotely close to that right now.
The total harvest through Saturday in the Ugashik district is well over 1.8 million sockeye, which is well below the 2.6 million fish that were forecasted to be available for harvest in the district. That's based on a total run of 3.5 million. Through Saturday, the total run, including harvest, escapement, and the in-river estimate, was nearly 2.2 million. Currently, there are 206 drift permits registered to fish in the Ugashik district. Those permits are on 163 drift vessels with 43 D-boats. Fishermen in both the Igigik and Ugashik district should stand by at noon Monday for the next possible announcement about fishing time. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.